This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces suffered heavy losses in a Ukrainian attack that destroyed a pontoon bridge they were using to try to cross a river in the east. Ukrainian-British officials said in another sign of Moscow's struggle to salvage a war gone awry. Ukrainian authorities, meanwhile, opened the first war crimes trial of the conflict on Friday. The defendant, a captured Russian soldier, stands accused of shooting to death a 62-year-old civilian in the early days of the war. The trial got underway as Russia's offensive in the Donbas, Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland, seemed to turn increasingly into a grinding war of attrition. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what is said was a damaged Russian pontoon over the Donets River and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. The Ukrainians said they destroyed at least 73 tanks and other military equipment during the two-day battle earlier this week. The command said its troops drowned the Russian occupiers. The lawyer for WNBA star Brittany Griner says her pre-trial detention in Russia has been extended by 1 month. Alexander Boykov told the Associated Press he thinks the relative short extension indicated that Griner's case would go to trial soon. The 31-year-old American basketball player has been in custody for nearly 3 months. Griner was detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her luggage. She faces drug smuggling charges that carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. The two-time Olympic gold medalist plays for the Phoenix Mercury. There is more at VOANews.com. Again, VOANews.com. This is